Hello. Habari za asubuhi. Today we practice on greetings. How do Kiswahili people, how does Tanzanian culture tells about greetings? The first important thing to note is that greetings is very crucial among Tanzanians. And it is used to judge whether you are well-mannered or not. And through that judgment, people may be interested to give you any kind of support you are looking for or ignore you. It is very bad, or people judge you wrongly, that you are rude. If you pass by people, you don't say hi, then you find a certain challenge when you go back to ask them for help. They might embarrass you because they ask you, you have just passed here, you ignore us, then you are looking for our support. So the important thing is just when you pass around, you find people, just say habari. Habari is very general. And with habari, you don't need to worry whether it's morning or afternoon or evening or night. Unless you are aware that you know the word for morning, the word for afternoon, the word for evening, and the word for night. And unless you are aware that what time is, then you need to be specific. For example, habari za asubuhi. Asubuhi means morning, so it means good morning. Habari za mchana. Mchana means afternoon, so it means good afternoon. Habari za jioni. Jioni means evening, so it means good evening. Habari za usiku. Usiku means night, so it means good night. So, the response for all questions regarding habari is nzuri, means nice. Regardless of what someone is passing through, with Tanzanian culture, you don't expose everything at the first place. You just hide. Unless someone probing more questions, then you open up. Habari za asubuhi nzuri. So I've said habari is very general. And you are very safe if you don't know whether it's morning, afternoon, or night. But don't worry. Even if when you make a mistake, maybe it's morning, then you greet someone, habari za mchana. They understand that you've just confused between morning and afternoon. And they're just saying nzuri. And if they are interested in sharing, they will tell you, but now it's not mchana, it's morning. So don't feel embarrassed when people, they correct you or they tell you. It means they are happy that you are learning their language. So they might be of the help to guide you through your interaction with the language. Yes, so that is about greeting. And sometimes they might add the titles. For example, habari bwana. Bwana means mister. Habari bibi. Bibi means missus. So sometimes, habari bwana, don't be confused. You just take into account that any question regarding habari, if it's connected with the greetings, the response is nzuri. You just say nzuri. Then you will figure out yourself that Bwana, what does Bwana means? so. So, and habari is very general. You can ask anyone habari. But we have the greetings for elders. Elder person deserve to be greeted by saying shikamo. So anyone above your age, you look at him and you find maybe is like his like father, like mother, like grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle. You just say shikamo. And the response is marahaba. So you just practice both. Practice how to greet shikamo, and practice how to respond marahaba. Because people who are younger than you, they will tell you shikamo. So you need to know how to respond marahaba. Then hujambo. And normally, hujambo is a question expected to be asked by elder. An elder can ask a young one hujambo, and the response is sijambo. And sometimes if you forget to greet, an elder person can just initiate it by saying hujambo. Ah, sijambo, shikamo. It means that it's like they alert you that you have forgotten to say shikamo, so they initiate by saying hujambo. So this also tells, differentiate Tanzanian culture from Kenyan culture. People of Kenya, they use hujambo as a respectful greeting. So just a young person will tell the elder one, hujambo. For the first time, I was shocked. I attended a conference, Kiswahili conference at Kenya. Then someone of my age greeted the professor. Professor, hujambo. Then he said, sijambo. Then that is all. That is their respectful greeting. So, no. In Tanzania, if you are young and you greet or you ask an elder hujambo, that will be it's very wrong, and you'll be judged that you have misbehaved. So hujambo, don't tell someone who is elder hujambo. You tell hujambo a young person to you. And the issue is you are looking for a respectful greeting. Or you can ask someone of your age, hujambo, sijambo. So that's all. But don't say hujambo to an elder. Yes, that is the cultural note. Another thing is just revision. Revision regarding the age mate greetings. Mambo poa. Mambo poa. Vipi, safi. And the others will just connect. Mambo vipi. Poa. Or poa poa. It's the same. So you can just use a single greeting, or you can make it double, and the response is same. And with a street language, this is something we all learn every time, and now youth might decide to create a certain word, they use it as a greeting. So others who are not belonging to that group, they just learn. For example, it's just common to hear a young age or youth, they greet each other, niaje, poa, niaje. Niaje, mambo niaje. It's like, how are you? But it's street language. You can't even explain how comes niaje. But they use it to say hello. They greet themselves among themselves. Niaje, poa. Shega, shega. Mzuka, mzuka. So that is the kind of greeting they greet each other. But the important thing is when you hear someone saying something you don't understand, you just ask him, Niaje ni nini? It means, what is niaje? Anything you don't understand, mention it, then say, ni nini? Ni is nini, what? What is it? So they'll tell you. So, and other types of greetings, you can just read in our book and practice. Slowly, you'll just learn a lot of greetings. And the last one, umelalaje. Umelalaje, lala is a word for sleep. U is you. Me is perfect tense. Lala, sleep. And J at the end means how. So how did you sleep? So it's the same as good morning. So umelalaje, you just say salama. Apart from umelalaje, someone can just ask umeamkaje. Amka means wake up. U, you, me, perfect tense, amka, wake up, J, how. How did you wake up? It also tells you good morning. So the same word, salama, can be used to respond. Umelalaje, salama. Umeamkaje, salama. Mambo, poa. Vipi, safi. Mambo vipi, poa poa. Habari za usiku nzuri, habari za jioni nzuri, habari za asubuhi nzuri, habari za mchana nzuri, habari za kazi. Sometimes they may ask you how do you progress with your job. Kazi means job. So you just say nzuri. And if someone probes more questions, then I'll teach you how to respond. And also I'll teach you how to probe more questions. If someone say nzuri, then you want to keep on discussing certain issues, then I'll teach you. But for now, please just practice these greetings and we'll move on the next step, more practice. How to probe more questions.